All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard here on Fox Sports on the Road as we continue here on this Saturday morning. Well, I know a lot of people think about baseball playoffs and football, but yes, the NHL has also gotten underway, and it is a very interesting start to the 2024-25 NHL season. Here in the New Jersey, New York area, of course, with the Devils and the Rangers both off to pretty solid starts here in the 2024 campaign. Joining us today is Jonathan Davis from VSiN. Jonathan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
All right, Jonathan. So what are your impressions so far as we begin the NHL season? I know it's only a couple of days into the year, about a week or so. What's your impression so far? What's really stood out for you?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it's just been a lot of unpredictability. And, you know, the standings at times look a little upside down. It's kind of reminiscent of if you're an NFL fan. And look, I was in survivor pools at the Circa. I mean, I was out after 2 weeks. And I think that if we were doing survivor pools in the NHL, you'd be out pretty quickly as well. I mean, the fact that, you know, Edmonton took four games to get a victory. You know, we've got, you know, Colorado still hasn't got a victory. Calgary is unbeaten. These things don't make a lot of sense right now. So right now, that would be it. It would be just some of the, you know, some of the teams that have yet to win and some of the teams that are unbeaten so far.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're going to hit the locals, but as you mentioned that, you know, I think of Utah, the hockey club, you know, all the turmoil of moving the franchise from Arizona to Utah, and they're off to a good start. They lost to the Devils the other day, but, you know, 3-1-1 is not a bad start for them.
Not bad at all. I was at the game on Wednesday night in Anaheim, and, you know, the Ducks coach, Greg Cronin, talked about the fact that it's like playing a track meet when you're playing Utah. They're a lot of fun, super fast. They've been given a second life, leaving Arizona and going into a market where, you know, look, financially, they're far, far more stable. There's a lot of talent on this hockey team. A lot of young kids like Clayton Keller and Dylan Gunther who can lift a crowd. I wasn't surprised that the Devils were on the right side of that game from a New Jersey standpoint. You know, Utah, it's a lot of high risk, high reward with their game. And, you know, they played, you know, they weren't good enough to be 4-0. And so not surprised to see a Devils team that I think is, you know, a legitimate Stanley Cup contender knock off Utah in that afternoon game.
Absolutely. Speaking of the Devils, obviously they go into this year, they have had a lot of changes. Obviously the changes to head coach. I thought they did a great job kind of stabilizing things when they brought in Sheldon Keefe, a guy who's been a head coach for a long time, had a lot of success in Toronto. Hasn't gotten over the hump yet, you know, as far as winning a Stanley Cup is concerned, but...
Well, look, Sheldon Keefe, a very good hockey coach, and, you know, his winning percentage was over 70% in Toronto. As you mentioned, you know, he couldn't get that team over the hump, but, you know, look, I think that when you look at what happened in Toronto with Sheldon Keefe, is that, to me, it's more about you've got to have guys that hate to lose more than they'd like to win. And I think Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews in Toronto, at least right now, or, you know, at least heading, you know, prior to this year, were guys that loved to win, didn't hate to lose enough. I don't think you've got that in New Jersey. I think you've got guys legitimately that hate to lose and, you know, would run over their mother, steal their lunch money for a victory. So I like where New Jersey sits. You know, I talked about it. You know, I've got a couple of articles up on the VSiN Bet Splits page. You know, they were a team that I bet just prior to July 1st to win the Stanley Cup. I got them at 22-1 to win the Cup. That number has shrunk dramatically. I mean, I think it's about half that these, you know, right now. And at plus 230 to win the Metro Division, I think they're the best team in the Metro. So I'm very high on the Devils this year.
They got so many guys that are in their prime, right? They got Hughes, they got Nico Hischier, they got a lot of guys who've been there 2 years ago. Mentioned the Rangers, they knocked them out of the playoffs. So why not? Well, seeing the Devils, plus with a new goalie as well, a guy who's been there, and Markstrom. I mean, that also stands out as well for the Devils.
Well, you know, when you look at what happened last year, like Tom Fitzgerald, their GM, you know, Lindy Ruff lost his job, but Tom Fitzgerald let Lindy Ruff down last year. You know, when you look at what happened in New Jersey last year, they didn't, you know, they made a decision, a financial decision, that they weren't going to retain Damon Severson and Ryan Graves, but they never replaced them. And they never dealt with the goaltending situation until it was far too late. And they dealt with that at the trade deadline when they totally, you know, reshaped their goaltending. So, you know, they had injuries on the back end You know, plus you had Dougie Hamilton that was out as well. So you lost, you know, half your D from the year before when, you know, when you were that team that went over the 100-point mark. So, you know, when you come into this year and you look at the job that Fitzgerald did in the offseason, rebuilt the blue line, added the goalie that he so desperately needed. Like, I think New Jersey's far closer to that team that won, that went over 100 points two seasons ago and knocked the Rangers out. And then, you know, when you look at the division, you know, look, one of the things with the Rangers, Peter Laviolette and his teams have a history. In year two of Laviolette coaching a team, there's a regression. Mm. It's happened every stop he's been in. And I don't think Carolina is a great team. I know, look, they lost to the, you know, they beat the Devils, you know, earlier in the week. But for me, like, that was a game that I bet Carolina that night because I thought that was a bad spot for the Devils. It was back-to-back games. It was three games in four nights. They play against the Carolina team that had only lost back-to-back games as a home betting favorite once last year. Mm. You know, so it was just a bad spot for New Jersey. I don't think it's indicative that Carolina is a better team. I think Carolina got New Jersey in a good spot. But for the reasons that I've mentioned, I think Carolina is just not very deep at all. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like the Devils to win this division.
Speaking of going on to the Rangers, and you mentioned Peter Laviolette and the fact that historically his teams have taken a step back in year two. This is a team that's a veteran squad. They basically pretty much bring back the same squad from last year. Do you think that this team could, let's say, overcome that kind of history for Laviolette, get back to the postseason, at least challenge, let's say, a team like the Devils for the Eastern Conference? What's your impression about New York?
Well, look, I think that they can challenge. Look, there's two things that can be true. Like, I think their point total is going to go down from what it did last year. I don't think they're going to win the division. Can they ultimately challenge the Devils to win the East? Absolutely, they can. You know, the thing for the Rangers for me is that, you know, they've been a top heavy team. Like, they need that. You know, they need their bottom six to be better than it was last year. And then come playoff time, they need their best players to be better than they were. You know, that they've been come playoff time. So that's been an issue for the Rangers. Look, I'm a huge Alexis Lafreniere fan. Here's another guy that I picked, I bet over his projected point total of 64.5. Mm-hmm. I love Lafreniere. I think, you know, if he plays all 82 games, he will definitely, in my opinion, he will push that 82-point mark, no question about it. You know, we saw what he did in the playoffs last year. I think, he was in, what, top two or three in goals scored, game-winning goals, power play goals. You've got one of the best goalies in the league. I know we're still dealing with a contract situation, but, you know, Igor Shesterkin, and in the words of Paul Maurice, the Florida Panthers coach, I mean, he had the opportunity to win that series for the Rangers, and they just came up a little short. So I think there's a lot of, you know, strong components with the Rangers. I like their blue line. Like, for me, look, to win a Stanley Cup, you have to have an elite goaltender. Okay, the Rangers checked that box. Mm-hmm. All right. You've got to be too deep down the middle. I think they checked that box. You need to have a Norris Trophy caliber defenseman. Well, Adam Fox has won a Norris. Now, Adam Fox, to me, though, is kind of like in the Erik Karlsson mode. He's not going to shut down the opposition. He wins a Norris because of his offensive skills. I think that, you know, ultimately, I think the Rangers need to be a little bit better in their zone. Like Keandre Miller, I thought, you know, took a bit of a step back last year. I really like Keandre Miller. So yes, they can challenge. I just think that ultimately, to me, the Devils are a deeper team than they were last year, and they're closer to the team that they were 2 years ago.
One more local team, obviously, in the area. We didn't mention it in our pre-discussion, but obviously the New York Islanders, Patrick Waugh, now in his first full season after last year coming in mid-season. And, you know, that team played well down the stretch from last year. What's your outlook? What's your betting outlook for the Islanders?
Well, I you know, they're a team to me that's on the fringe of making the playoffs. I think they will challenge for one of those eight spots. I mean, they're the team for me that, like, if the Islanders are on, I'm going to try to find another game. Like, I just don't like watching the Islanders play. They're just, you know, not very exciting. Now, I did tune in for the Islanders Avalanche game earlier in the week because there's one with what's going on in Colorado, but two, you know, the storyline of Patrick Waugh coming back to Colorado and coaching against the team, you know, that he both played and coached for. When you look at what Patrick Waugh did when he came in last year, I mean, they were on a, if you take a look at his record, it would put the Islanders on a 100-point pace. His first full year in Colorado, he got them to 50 wins. Now, he ain't going to get them to, he ain't going to get the Islanders to 50 wins, but he makes them a better team. I just don't know if there's enough there. Like, we need to see, you know, there are guys you're needing to break through. You know, you've got, you know, can Siplikoff have the year? He's already, he, you know, as we're doing this recording here, he did score a goal, I think, in the second game. That's a guy for me that I'm watching. Maxim Siplikoff came over from playing in the KHL. You know, can Anthony Duclair get to the 20-goal mark? They're going to need those things. But the biggest thing for the Islanders is they can't have a penalty kill like they did last year. Mm. I don't know if there was if there's ever been a team in the NHL that was last in the penalty kill that made the playoffs. Like, that's something that, you know, it's no mystery. That's something that Patrick Waugh and the Islanders know that they need to improve. You know, they missed key players for them on the back end. In, I love it, they've got a Pelich and a Pulock. Like, just way too confusing for me. Like, can we not have two guys with two names that are that similar? But Pelich and Pulock make this team better. They missed, what, about 20 plus games last year. They need them to be healthy. They're a good team, but for me, they're not a cup contending team. They're a playoff contending team when I look at the New York Islanders.
Again, we're talking with Jonathan Davis from VSiN. So, Jonathan, can you talk a little more about how people, what should people try to look for when they're putting down their bets and parlays on the early part of the season? Teams are just trying to still getting their footing going on the year and trying to figure out who they are and their identities at this point. What would be your advice to people that right now for the NHL?
Well, one, I mean, check out, you know, I do a column 5-6 days a week at VSiN. It's usually up by about 2 p.m. Eastern time because I'm waiting for starting goalies to be announced, waiting for any injuries that we may hear from a morning skate. You know, I take the approach a little differently than others. The analytics that I like to look at when I'm approaching games is I'll look at some different things. Like, for instance, the New York Rangers are a team that if you're going to bet the Rangers, like you know, I took their game earlier in the week against the first of their two games against the Detroit Red Wings. If I think the Rangers are going to win a game, I'll more target their team total, which traditionally in hockey, if you're betting a favorite, it's 3.5. The Rangers have won, I think it's 70% of their games over the last 2 years. They've scored at least 4 goals in a win. So when you're betting a team total, you know, if you're betting the Rangers just to win the game, you're going to pay a much higher price than you will on betting a team total. So, you know, there are different ways to approach it. You don't have to bet just, you know, you don't have to target the team to win or just the over under. You know, I'm really big on trying to go inside the numbers and looking at for some of the other betting angles where you can get a much better value on your wager. So, you know, I got the Rangers at, you know, I think it was at +115 to beat Detroit, as opposed to have to lay money if I bet the Rangers just to win. So betting the team total is something. You know, I'm, you know, Alexander Ovechkin is another guy, like, you know, that I'll look for him as a shots on goal prop. It's another way to approach the game. And it can be, you know, a little more exciting. You don't have to worry about who wins or who loses the game. But, you know, one thing, you know, so that I looked at with Ovechkin was he got blanked in his first game. I couldn't believe it. He didn't have, not only did he not have any points in the Capitals home opener, here's a guy that's chasing Wayne Gretzky's record. Mm-hmm. Alexander Ovechkin didn't even have a shot, not even just a shot on goal. He didn't even have an attempt. Well, I look back, and last year he had 5 games where he didn't have a shot on goal, and he came back the next game with a minimum of 5 shots in five of the 6 games. He had at least 4 shots on goal. So I targeted his over shots on goal prop. So for me, you know, it's, look, I'm trying. What I do on the bet splits or on my hockey page is I'm looking at the numbers. I'm going inside the numbers. I'm doing your homework for you. So really, come check out what I do. I think you'll find it a much different approach, and there's a lot of detailed information to support what I'm doing.
Excellent stuff, Jonathan. This has been this is a great segment. We would love to have you come back on a little bit later in the season and do some more stuff with us, because you know, we do the broadcast here for the Rangers games here on Fox Sports New Jersey, and the NHL, it's going to start to really kick up gear in the next few weeks.
Well, it's a great time to be a New York sports fan for sure.
Absolutely. Jonathan, thank you so much.
All right, take care. Appreciate it.
Awesome.